this XXX sport, like, you know, skiing and snowboarding specifically. Like, they want to attach themselves to the image of a snowboarder, for example, when snowboarding is super expensive.
It's the ego.
It's the ego.
Getting attached, ego. Yeah.
Like, snowboarding's so expensive to go up on the mountain and the passes and everything. Like, at that point, I'm not sure how much you can really love it because it is sucking all the money out your wallet. Like, no argument that people will still love it, but I'm just saying there's also other things, like for example, the concert going. And we just obtain, like, we want to have our image attached to that because we feel stable when it does.
Mm-hmm. But concerts should just be more accessible in general. Like, why are these tickets, like, $200, $300?
No, it's insane. Spotify. Ever since these online streaming, yeah, all these online streaming platforms, now we have no more vinyl. No one listens to vinyls anymore. So now we've got to jack up the concert prices.
Are we going to, like, bring back physical media as a form of simplicity? Because I've seen that actually as a trend on social media. It's like, yes, we're bringing back physical media. But then there's also, like, the counter argument in which people are just going to buy it as a trend and then dispose of it, creating even more waste. So it has to be, like, a real commitment to the lifestyle of only listening to records, or, like, I don't know, having, like, three film cameras or something.
I've seen that trend, yeah, and I've seen someone, it's the analog trend.
Yeah, analog, yeah, that's what it
is. I saw someone dissecting it on YouTube because it was ironic in the sense that people were trying to go back to a more simple life by having this basket of things that you could do instead of going on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
There's one, like, someone had, like, AirPods, or no, not AirPods, what's it, an MP3 player and coloring books, for example. But then there are people online who are now promoting these specific things you have to buy for your analog bag. And it was like, it was just defeating the purpose of what it was supposed to do in the first place. So that was something that, you know, I feel like people in general, we are trying to go, and there are trends to go back to this more simple life. But then again, consumerism also just takes away from that trend. And now we don't hear about that trend anymore.
Mm-hmm. It is a shame because I feel like a lot of people, there is a very common sentiment that people want to go back to simpler times. Like, things are getting very, very complex. Like, with just all of the different advents of technology that we have, I don't think people are really, like, feeling it anymore as much. People want to get away and escape from it, but It is at this point where it's just straight up, like, addictive. So it's really hard to get away from that. And adding within, like, the trends and the necessity to keep on consuming is difficult.
Yeah, especially with so many avenues that we can now entertain ourselves. And once again, that goes away from the simplicity and going more to just complexity of how many things can I busy my mind with at the same time, you know. Like, I struggle so much with eating and then watching something at the same time when I should just be doing one thing at a time.
Yeah, it's like, oh, breakfast, let me get YouTube on. Like, no, that is not healthy. I've also been trying to, like, not do that as much because it's just so automatic. Like, literally, like, in your brain, there's definitely connections there that are like, I need to be stimulated at all times, actually. And then that is how you act day to day. And sometimes I think, like, today is going to be different. Like, I'm not going to do it today. And then it's just so hardwired at this point that I'm kind of worried, like, when is the breaking point? Like, am I going to keep living my life like this forever?
It feels so difficult to not do it because sometimes I sit there and I eat without the video and I'm like, oh, it just feels so uncomfortable. I'm like, I need to be doing something and watching something. But it's that uncomfortable feeling that we have to move past that is hard to do every single day.
We should do a challenge.
I've been starting the challenge and failing the challenge.
But if you do it with someone else, like, it's going to be competitive, actually. So.
Okay, starts today. Whoever loses.
No more Facebook Reels.
Whoa. We didn't talk about...
No more music. Let's go physical.
Hold up. I thought this was just breakfast.
We'll talk about it later. We'll talk about the terms and conditions later.
Don't bring my Facebook Reels into this. I need those. Those are keeping me up.
Okay.
But anyways, yeah. Simplifying your life, very difficult, but it is possible if we do it slowly. You know, small habits, like, we don't have to go cold turkey. You don't have to go cold turkey. No.
I want to.
No. Okay, you go cold turkey. But the better technique is to just gradually, you know, reduce the amount. And honestly, the concept is similar to, or like, reduce the amount of stimulation is what I'm trying to finish my sentence. That, you know, with simplicity, don't multitask. Try to do some of the tasks you do in the day. You can multitask sometimes, but try to do some of them with just one stimulus, like walking the dog and not listening to music. Just walk the dog, and doing hobbies as well. Like, this is also just, I'm also thinking simplicity in terms of money too, because you don't need the fanciest gadgets to start a hobby, for example. So, like, if you want to sew, you don't need to go out and buy a sewing machine and all the fancy gadgets. You can just take a small little hand sewing kit and just start and enjoy that to begin with. And this gradual, I feel like, you know, gradual shift into more simpler practices is the better move over a long period of time to reduce and simplify your life. And I feel like this does go into the concept, as what I was saying before, with harm reduction, which is kind of a stretch, but the fact that you just slowly reduce the practices until you can minimize it instead of cold turkey, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah. Are you convinced?
I just think the amount of control I have at that point would be so small. Like, it needs to be either someone's tracking how much less I'm doing every day, or I'm tracking it somehow. But I feel like it's just so hard to keep track of, if it's like we're talking about screen time, that I just need to go cold turkey.
All
like,
or nothing.
I see your argument. But I think after like a month of being fully off Facebook Reels, because that's what we're talking about.
Okay, what's the screen time on Facebook Reels?
Last week, because it was also during a lot of my exams, that I was procrastinating insane on Facebook Reels, 6 hours per day.
Per day?
On my phone, yeah.
On the phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I thought, I was like, I can never, I'm not looking at Facebook Reels at all tomorrow. I cracked at like 1 p.m.
You know, you used to shame me about Facebook Reels too early this year. You were like, a Facebook Reel? What are you doing? And now you got 6 hours every day? Who's talking now?
I didn't know.
You didn't know they were addicting. Everyone laughs at me for being like, oh, Facebook Reels. Meanwhile.
It's like trying to get the crumbs of entertainment, pretty much.
But for what I do, for that, I have a screen blocker, but I let myself visit Facebook Reels 4 times a day for 10 minutes each.
So I always see you press ignore and don't remind me again.
No, I have a specific app that shuts it off. Like, I have to go into that app, but then it also shuts it off. Like, I have to wait a minute before I can open the app. So it just, I'm like,
that's good.
Yeah, so I'm
gonna
just
get
like,
that app.
Oh, it's amazing. I even left a review on the app store. It's so good.
Nice.
It's called Screen Zen. If also any of you would like to, download it, because this really helped me with, you know, reducing my screen time and just monitoring myself with screen time and mindfulness. A little off track, but it does help with simplifying your life, as you're not on your phone as often. And just back to some more simple practices too. And I think the emphasis that I want to put is back to the hobbies, and not spending too much on them, and especially with activities. You know, like instead of buying new books, you can go borrow one at the library.
The library is the best place ever.
Amazing.
Love the library.
Amazing place. Or thinking of different ways to spend time with others, because that can be really costly, because people like to go to concerts together. They're like dinners and drinks, you know. But there are other ways that you can meet together that you can get more creative. So DJ Star and I have been sewing together. I've done like this camera color walk downtown. You just take pictures, like both people get a color that you have to take a picture of, and then you have to take the colors and put them all together, kind of thing.
And also, just another thing to add is, like, you can pool your resources and like share with other people that you're hanging out with. Like if you want to do a specific activity, like everyone can work together to make sure that it happens and like provide in one way or another, not necessarily just, you know, e-transfer or something, but like, yeah, say we're doing beach volleyball, it's like someone brings the blankets or like a speaker, like another volleyball, you know, like there's like a way to have a more like simple community than just being like, okay, someone's responsible for it all, we're just gonna like e-transfer them or something, you know.
Yeah, so it's more, I think, yeah, more about simplicity, also just being more collective in general, because I think being more simple also means kind of simplifying and slowing down and looking at the people around you in a way.
Love being simple. Bring it back.
So that was our little, not too little actually, topic about being simple. It's not something, our last episode was talking about the instrumentalization of health. So I would give the health benefits of being more simple, but I'm not.
Yeah, just do it for the sake of it.
Yeah, just do it. You don't care, like, sure, that maybe, yeah, it could reduce your blood pressure, stresses, being more simple, whatever, all these health effects. But you should just do it because this is just something that can bring more meaning into your life and just have more gratitude for the things around you instead of, you know, being like, this will inherently help me be better than others because I can be more simple and have more health than others.
The superiority, like, simple complex.
Yeah. So if you want to learn more about the instrumentalization, you can go back to our previous episode, but we'll just leave it at that. Anyways, we'll head into the last couple songs for today. So this is my half of the music, and I've got a lot of electronic.
Nice. At least we split it up.
Yeah, we split it up. So this next song is a collaboration, Bianco Oblivion, AO Beats, and Renegade, and it's called Up. So kind of intense. So
get into it.
Under the club light, gonna be a fun night. Boys and girls, them a thumb sky, and them a bone sky. Celebrate how we love life. Up there, our negativity a subside. Burn ready for the rough fight. That's it, from them I got chick for the plus size. Who that I pull up in the rock vibes. So to the left lane, swerve. To the right lane, swerve. Back to the left lane, swerve. Now to the right lane, it's a vibe here. Push a high flame till the gun vibrate. Active. Up there, 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 up girl, them a bounce make you recoil. Watch a girl, them a bounce make you recoil. She a drink and a vape and a feel like. Have a cup in the ear, cause we feel nice. And my clock just broke, so I ain't got no time for haters. Me sign the papers, so we have a party tonight and later. Bianca, them call me the nice neighbors. Swerve, swerve, swerve. To the right lane. Swerve, swerve, swerve. Back to the left lane. Swerve, swerve, swerve. Now to the right lane. It's a vibe here. Push a high flame till the gun vibrate. Active.
Naughty, naughty. Feel the temperature rising. Boom, close. I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. When you toss an old t-shirt into a donation bin, it may end up at Kantamanto Market in Ghana. Each week, millions of secondhand items arrive there from around the world.
Traders buy these clothes in tightly packed bales without knowing exactly what is inside, hoping that there will be enough items that will be good to sell.
Yaira Agbofa grew up shopping at the market and has worked there as a seller. He says much of what comes to Kantamanto ends up as waste. Some is sent to landfills, some washes into waterways, and some is burned, which emits pollution that harms the climate and people's health. So Agbofa founded The Revival, a nonprofit that turns discarded garments into usable products. The group trains young women who work as porters at the market to repair clothes or transform textile waste into other goods such as backpacks or rugs. Agbofa says these creative solutions help reduce textile pollution and empower new entrepreneurs. But solving the problem on a larger scale will require bigger changes to the fashion industry and people's buying habits.
The future of fashion cannot be about producing more. It has to be about using what we already have.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Thank you. Canada's health system under strain. Going digital can help heal our healthcare. From virtual visits for everyday concerns to faster, more accurate diagnostics powered by AI, technology is transforming care. Digital Health Canada supports the people and innovations behind this change. Learn more at digitalhealthcanada.com and subscribe to our podcast.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. You are tuning into Slumber Party, and I'm DJ Coco.
And I'm DJ Star.
The last songs you just heard, this very last one you just heard, was called Dalu 3A, bracket, Nari, bracket, by Zienna. I believe she is from Toronto, so some Canadian new FemCon content. And then the, actually, no, I got the order wrong. Okay, the very last one you just heard was Space Invader, the SBTRKT remix by Kitchenada and SBTRKT. And then the other one after that was Zienna's. And then after that, there was Yes by Brekka and Stone's Taro from the album Mangled, or the EP Mangled. And then the very first one you heard was, I believe already introduced it, but I'll do it one more time, Up with an exclamation mark by Bianca Oblivion, AO Beats, and Rennie God. So nice. Just wanted to ask for to come on here and say our goodbyes as we are at the top of the hour, to introduce the next show, which will be open mic, or Lynn's open mic, and then at 8 p.m. we have Bitcoover with our music coordinator Connor. So
yes,
stay tuned for those. We're gonna do probably one more song before we leave for today.
So, oh, and it's a good one.
It's a good one. I think this DJ Star heard this one at the station here. This one is by Glass Candy, and it's called Rolling Down the Hills. Very good. So
thanks for tuning in.
Thank
you. See you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
One, two.